It's Tuesday of the third week of Advent. Welcome to today's AdventCast. This is Father John Zulsdorf. Let's hear again today from Father Patrick Troadec from Advent to Epiphany. St. John the Baptist invited his contemporaries to make straight the way of the Lord, that is to say, to make straight their conscience, to acknowledge the points on which it was bending, lax, too permissive, in order to correct it. St. Thomas says that the conscience is the application which each man makes to himself of the law of God. There is an objective law which I ought to follow, and it is the law of God. But depending on the circumstances in which I find myself, when I apply the law to myself, I perceive it according to my perspective, according to my understanding, according to the form of my mind, but also, and this is the difficulty, according to my bad inclinations. In my conduct, I act in part according to my mind, according to my intellectual and spiritual convictions, but I also act according to my disordered desires. Very often in my conduct, my desires, my own interests, come to hinder the normal functioning of my intelligence, so that rather than letting myself be guided by my head, by my intelligence, by the virtue of prudence, I let myself be guided by my heart, by my taste, by my disordered affections. What happens then? Well, rather than judging things with an enlightened conscience, I judge them with a murky conscience, with a vague conscience. The heart muddies the waters, so to speak, and clouds the issues. It weakens the light of my intellect to the point of falsifying my conscience. Rather than ordering my desires based on my conscience, I form myself a conscience according to my desires. That is how we come to judge a thing or an event differently, depending on whether or not it concerns us, depending on what we have at stake. Too often, our passions are thrown into the mix, and they also come to falsify our judgment. Lord Jesus, light of souls, help me to correct my conscience in such a way that I might see things and events as Thou Thyself sees them. From Advent and Christmas with the Church Fathers, a 7-week retreat on the mystery and the meaning of the Incarnation, published by Tan Books this year. Have you ever noticed how quickly a building can be raised, but how long an architectural beauty takes to go up? Have you yet noticed how painstaking it is for you to grow in a virtue, but how quickly you can snap and lose your temper, overindulge in food and drink, or simply give up? In our fallen world, decay and destruction and death are the natural tendencies of things and are therefore realized in no time. Splendor, virtue, and true life, however, take time, and not being natural but supernatural, they also require grace. We have been made for a joy that surpasses our natural human capabilities. This is why the Church Fathers wrote so much on patience and our need to wait on the Lord, a theme the Scriptures present over and over. Be still before the Lord, wait for Him. Do not be provoked by the preposterous, nor by malicious schemers, Psalm 37. Rejoice in hope, endure in affliction. Persevere in prayer, Romans 12. Have no anxiety at all, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God, Ephesians 4. When one thinks of a saint or even a great-souled man or woman, one has a hard time imagining that person as a hothead or inordinately raging when impatient. The early martyrs knew better than any the power of the divine gift of patience. As unjustly accused and maltreated as they were, those going to their death for Christ knew that while it might be easy to lash out and to try to save one's skin, the greater reward awaited them if they could only imitate the crucified God.